T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we look really smart when players play well, and we don't look smart when players don't play well. And at the end of the day, sports are played by players on the field. We've been really fortunate over the last couple of years here that we've had a number of different players step up. Our guys give tremendous effort every single night. I have a lot of faith in this group, and I think Craig is right. We need guys to step up. I think both Craig and I expect guys will step up. We have a number of players with track records who indicate they have the capability of doing just that. And we've got 2 months left now to make it happen.
That's Brewers President of Baseball Operations David Stearns on the Bill Michaels Show yesterday, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and theradio.com. I appreciate you hanging out. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Mark, you just heard General Manager David Stearns there talking about the guys that they have with track records that need to be better. Lorenzo Cain, we've talked about at length on this show as you join us each week, Wednesdays 3:48, talk advanced analytics. Lorenzo Cain is one guy that has been that regression feel all year long.
Yeah, well, that, you know what? That comes with age, and that it's funny how that seems to always happen to free agents, although with him it's the second year rather than the first year, mm-hmm. and certainly some of the numbers for him are certainly out of whack from what you would typically expect. Not hitting the fastball well, chasing more pitches, less contact. Definite. I guess the good thing is that he still brings it in the field every day. And you just have to hold out hope that he's got a good month and a half left of play.
Mark, what are the analytics first saying here? I'll ask about Keston Hira, but the Brewers have now had two guys in the starting lineup. They'll both hit 1 and 4 respectively today. Over the weekend, they started in the top of the lineup, both at 22 years old, Trent Grisham and Keston Hira. Just how good have they been so far being up here in the big leagues?
Boy, Hira's been fantastic. I don't think that you could have asked for better, right? Like, he's hitting 300, he's slugging 550. He is kind of a testament to the idea that it's a young person's game and that a guy like that can just come up and roll with it. In New York, you see the same thing with like a Pete Alonso. There are other examples of players certainly throughout baseball. And I think the game is skewing younger. A lot of players are pretty good by year two, year three, and he's certainly proving to be one of them.
All right, so Yasmani Grandal, our guy. You poked at me last night on Twitter, so go ahead, have your fun about Grandal. Go ahead.
Well, he got a big hit, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got a hit after many outs along the way. That had seen his batting average plummet, but still, mm-hmm. 371, 477, good pitch framing still. You kind of lucked out yesterday. But
hey, he made a nice play at first base, too, defensively.
Yes, he's on the rise once again after his stock maybe had dropped a little bit. Definitely good things to see from him. So, yes, thank you for bringing him up.
No, I was going to. I owe it to you because all the times I go after him and then you got to try and defend him. When we talk about Grandal, how much value does he have as a defender at first base? Obviously, it's not a large sample size, and we've seen other catchers for the Brewers over the last decade or so go from catcher to first base from time to time and play that position to get the other catcher's bat or defense onto the field like the Brewers do with Manny Pena. Does he have enough value at first base where that can be something that could help him once he gets a free agency this offseason?
Well, I guess you're talking about 60 innings so far that he survived. Earlier in his career when he was with the Padres, they tried him at first base briefly. This is 4 or 5 years ago. And to be friendly with the numbers, I guess I would say it didn't take. So maybe he's older and better now. And also, you have guys that can throw it to first base pretty well, so he doesn't necessarily have to, stretch too much there. And all you're asking him to do is get to what he can get to. Ideally, I think you'd like a little better, but if I think it adds to his value a little bit that he can do that. Certainly versatility is important at this time of year with all the different things that happen to players.
You know, Yelich has been out yesterday. He's out again today with his back issues that he's suffered here throughout the course of the year. But before that, he had two home runs and had a big game previous to that on Sunday. If Yelich and the Brewers don't make the playoffs, is that pretty much a nail in his chances of getting an MVP against Cody Bellinger?
That's a close call. His numbers are so ridiculous, though. 1133 OPS is amazing. 336. I think, see, what's probably going to happen is the Dodgers are going to win 97, 98 games and have the best record in the National League, and he's going to be the best player on that team, and he's good offensively and defensively. And I think Yelich is probably a number two almost any way you shake it, unless he does what he did in September last year, where he basically won the award with the way that he played at the end of the season. I would think, if I'm, I guess, handicapping, I would say it's 65-70% chance Bellinger's got it now.
What are the numbers forecasted at? I know this is kind of short notes here, but numbers forecasted at wins, total wins for Brewers, Cardinals, Cubs at the end of the year?
I think the Brewers are still in that 83-84 win range, which, if you might remember, I said, I think the first call that we had this year, you're 3 over .500. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of questions, certainly. And I think what it comes down to is you're probably going to have a chance to be like 26-20 or whatever the rest of the way. But Josh Hader at the end of games, if he blows one or two that you wouldn't have expected him to blow, then that drops it to like 24-22. And he's had a lot that he's coughed up this year. I think it's going to come down to a little bit of luck and just how good the Brewers are in the eighth and ninth innings of games. If they're really good, maybe they stretch it to 86-87. If they don't, maybe they're at 82-81.
So
if they're 86-87, they might make the playoffs.
Right. So you're saying a little bit of luck at winning division. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think a little bit of luck could win the NL Central this year. If he was to get on a roll where he locked down the ninth inning and was like, 14-for-14 and saves the rest of the way, then I think you're in good shape. But getting to him, too, is a challenge, certainly, with all the guys in front of him that make it hairy, like Albers last night.
So, Mark, now, is that luck for the last 12 of 13 that your New York Mets have won off? Because I've definitely made fun of you enough for Brody Von Wagner's use of Mickey Callaway in that New York Mets team, but something's clicking at this point.
Yeah, they have been unbelievable the last 2 weeks. They have done – it's essentially a testament to the game evening out in so many ways. And this is something that we didn't see. I don't remember reading it anywhere. But the Mets were in a situation where at one point, just a couple of days ago, they had 15 more road games than they had home games. So they've got – the rest of the season, they've got a home field advantage in their schedule that is – significant, and they got hot at the right time. They're playing the lousy teams. The schedule gets a lot harder starting Friday with the Nats, but they have the confidence is high. They play — this isn't an analytic thing, but I think it's something that your athletes on the show can talk about — they look so much more relaxed just in everything they do, and you see the other teams making mistakes that the Mets were making. It's kind of everything. Anyone who says baseball evens out in the end, for the Mets, it's seemingly coming true, and they're going to get to that 85-86 wins, be right in the hunt with the Brewers, probably.
Well, I sure hope not, because I liked making fun of them more.
Thoughts on the Washington Nationals, because they're coming up on the Brewers' schedule here later this month, and they seem to be a huge threat to the Brewers' chances of getting a wild card if they can't win this division.
Yeah, they are. Their issue right now is the end of games with the bullpen and whether Scherzer is healthy. They were talking about starting Scherzer on Sunday against the Mets. They've decided not to, and they want to push his rehab back a little bit more. They've been very hairy at the end of the games. They have a good lineup. They have a very good lineup with Turner back and with Rendon and Rendon, an MVP candidate in a way, and Soto, an MVP, not an MVP candidate, but a really good player for a 20-year-old. They are going forward positive at a good time, other than the fact that Scherzer's out and that the end of the game's dicey. They've tried to fix that with some trades, and I guess we will find out whether Hunter Strickland and Daniel Hudson and Rowenis Elias, who got hurt right away, are effective at the end of games. I would say, if you're asking me to rank the three that we talked about, I would put the Nationals ahead of the Brewers and the Mets.
That's Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions here on 105.7 FM The Fan every Wednesday, 3:48. Talk baseball from Sports Info Solutions. Mark, appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
You're welcome. Thanks.
That's Mark Simon.
Mark Simon.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.